Welcome to 5 Minute Musar. I am Rabbi Chasya Uriel Steinbauer of Kehilat Musar. Today we cover toward the end of our 40-day Musar journey. We have shared a powerful and intimate 40 days of Musar practice from the new moon of the Jewish month of Elul to our upcoming Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, which begins on Sunday at sundown. We began our first and second weeks of this practice by exploring what is Musar and why we would want to practice this centuries-old Jewish mindfulness discipline. We jumped into enthusiasm for our Musar practice together during the third week. Enthusiasm prepared ourselves for the rigor of the journey of Tikkun Midot, of repairing our soul traits, our midot, our personality traits. We chanted to arouse our internal enthusiasm and to send messages to our soul to embrace a healthy, balanced excitement for this holy time. We also examined some challenges to our enthusiasm and sought to balance our soul trait with gratitude, Hakarat HaTov. We awakened to the good and gave thanks. We chanted, sang, and began our counting of the soul journaling. We developed mindfulness toward our words, thoughts, and deeds throughout our day. We also explored the morning affirmation practice that begins our day of Musar work. We closed our week with a Musar meditation practice. During our fourth week, we delve deeper into the foundational Musar practice of Heshbon HaNefesh and how without insight into our midot, our soul traits, we cannot go anywhere with our budding Musar practice. We concluded our week with an important visualization practice to frame how we will carry our personal transformation into the new year and beyond the 10 days of repentance before Yom Kippur. Finally, in our final week of the 40 days of Musar practice, we learned more about Musar visualization practice. We dedicated our final week of practice to the late Justice Ginsburg. May her memory be for a blessing. We practiced visualizing her good qualities in our mind's eye as we seek to emulate them. Which means we are almost at the gates of heaven. We have prepared well. We are practicing with earnestness. So what happens if I still yell at my kids? If I lie again right after Yom Kippur? If I'm not ready to forgive or to ask for forgiveness? There is a story in the Babylonian Talmud where Rav had a conflict with a certain butcher. When Rav saw that the butcher was not coming to reconcile with him, he went to see the butcher on the day before Yom Kippur. On the way, Rav is warned that his strategy may end badly, and indeed, the encounter results in the butcher accidentally, but fatally, wounding himself. This is in Yoma 87a. The moral of the story is not to demand that your conflicts be resolved both within and the ones you have with others by a Yom Kippur deadline. We need not achieve religious perfection by then. As a matter of principle, modern Musar practice neither believes in nor strives for perfection. We are not striving for perfection. We are striving. That is it. That is the journey. Sometimes we push ourselves to satisfy expectations of ourselves that are unreasonable to accomplish in such a short amount of time. Instead, we use this time of year, these 40 days, to effectively move a teshuvah, a repentance, and a tikkun, repair process, one step further. A process that we have already set in motion with daily Musar practice well before these 40 days. A process we will continue after Yom Kippur, Bezrat Hashem, with God's help, with a daily Musar practice.